Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see.
Here we are to worship. Here we are to bow down. Here we are to say that you're our God. Lord, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful. Heavenly Father, it is so sweet to trust in you, to know that you're always there for us. Before the foundation of the world, Lord, you had a plan in mind to redeem us from our sins. That plan was carried out about 2,000 years ago by your Son Jesus on the cross of Calvary, when he willingly became a sacrifice. The Lamb of God who was sacrificed for the sins of the world, so that just by believing in him and accepting him as our Lord and Savior and Redeemer, the debt for our sins are all paid for. And we can stand in your presence today worshiping you, Almighty God, clothed in his righteousness, because we have no righteousness of our own, Lord. But we can be clothed by him. And we can serve you and we can worship you today, not because of any works that we do, but because of your great love and your grace in imparting your salvation to us based on what Jesus did for us on the cross. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity that you have given each one of us to come into your presence today. Our small minds can't comprehend the vastness of that, but you have placed in our hearts enough faith to believe that it can be done and is being done right now, Lord, as we have gathered together here on a call to worship, to lift up your name in praise, to thank you, Lord, for saving us, for thanking you for your Holy Spirit who indwells us, and guides us, and sometimes corrects us, but all with the love of a Father who knows how good we can be for you, Lord, and the testimony that we can have for you. Father, I pray that if there's any listening today that have never accepted Jesus, the Holy Spirit might find fertile ground in their heart today, and they might really realize how much you love them, and there can be peace in our hearts. There can be strength in trusting in Jesus. Jesus, in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And we are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. So, Father, we come into your presence right now, in the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, where troubles vanish and hearts are mended, here in the presence of the King. Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for your indwelling Spirit. Thank you for guiding us even today in our times of worship and praise. This program is for you, Lord. We bow before you, the author and finisher of our faith. And before the Lamb of God, the very image of your person, who died for us on the cross of Calvary. Father, take great pleasure in our praise and worship today.
all of my questions become clear. And for the sacred moment, no doubts can interfere.
Truly, we are in His presence, the presence of the Almighty. Open your hearts. Allow Him to fill every need. Worship Him as we sing. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
I see glory in each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is right here in this place. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. Coming up in a little over a minute now, I'm going to share with you Psalm 41. And now let me share with you Psalm 41, a psalm of David. Blessed is he who has regard for the weak. The Lord delivers him in times of trouble. The Lord will protect him and preserve his life. He will bless him in the land and not surrender him to the desire of his foes. The Lord will sustain him on his sickbed and restore him from his bed of illness. I said, O Lord, have mercy on me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? Whenever one comes to see me, he speaks falsely, while his heart gathers slander. Then he goes out and spreads it abroad. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying, a vile disease has beset him. He will never get up from the place where he lies. Even my close friend, whom I trusted, he who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Raise me up that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. In my integrity you uphold me, and set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen.
Patiently I've waited for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the horrible pit, out of the mud and the mire. In faith I waited for the Lord, and he set my feet upon the rock. He gave me a firm place to stand, and put a new song in my mouth. He put a and put
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. We just heard from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra, soloist Karen Melendez, a worship medley, That's Who You Are, I Love to Worship You. Right now in the background, it's a medley of songs by the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes, beginning with What Wondrous Love Is This, The Wonder of It All, and Oh, How He Loves You and Me. I do thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about peace through strength. That principle has not changed. When we are weak, He is strong, and when we are distraught, He is perfectly calm. God's strength and the peace that follows in its steps begin when we realize our position in Christ. We are in Christ, a place where all sufficiency of the Savior is completely accessible. The question is today, do we tap into this divine fountainhead at God's awesome strength to transform doubt to confidence, weariness to vigor, and the pessimistic, I can't, to the bold, I can? In this manner, you can go from strength to strength and find peace that never fails. God is waiting for you this very moment to call due and payable the promises that He has made to us. A little later, we'll be talking more about this, about peace through strength. I want to say thank you for worshiping with us today here on A Call to Worship, and your letters and financial help that you send to keep us going. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. Good things on that website, including the program. You can listen to it anytime you want. Every Sunday, we post the program for that week on the website. And so if you miss it at your local station, you can go to the website and listen to the program and other things on that website. The complete list of all the stations that carry this program all across the country. Over 270 stations carry this program each week. I post a complete schedule for today's broadcast on the website, listing the name of the artist, the song, the album that comes from that. So check us out at calltoworship.us. And that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Well, let's get back to the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes as we pick up the song, Oh, How He Loves You and Me.
Thank you.
Leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms, sung for us by Twyla Paris. Right now, I'd like to share some thoughts by Dr. Charles Stanley from his book, A Touch of His Peace, Meditations on Experiencing the Peace of God, published by Zondervan Corporation. Today, I want to talk briefly about peace through strength. A great missionary lady who served the Lord for many years, Miss Bertha Smith, was asked why she always seemed to be three steps ahead of everyone else. She replied, "I don't go in my own strength. I go in the strength of the Lord. If I had been going in my own strength, I would have come home from China years ago." Miss Bertha certainly knew what she was talking about. Although she lived to be 91 years of age, the strength she described wasn't physical, but spiritual. It was the same type of supernatural energy that Paul referred to in his letter to the Philippian church. You remember that wonderful verse from Philippians 4:13? "I can do everything through Him who gives me strength." Now, was this some sort of idle boast by the Apostle Paul? Was Paul overstating the case? No, he was simply saying that God would enable him to do whatever he had called him to do. Now, that principle has not changed today. When we are weak, He is strong. When we are distraught, He is perfectly calm. God's strength and the peace that follows in its steps begin when we realize our position in Christ. We are in Christ, a place where the all-sufficiency of the Savior is completely accessible. God is not distant, but resident within. All that He is and has is ours because of our personal relationship with Him and the presence of the Holy Spirit. The "through Him" means we can do all things that He calls us to do. It gives us the right perspective on Jesus Christ. He is the Creator, Sustainer, and End of all things. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. All power and authority is in Christ. Nothing can withstand His might. This is the Christ who lives within us. We must never diminish the truth that the fullness of the deity lives in Christ, and we have been given His fullness. Remember what Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 says in the New King James Version? It says, "For in Him," meaning Jesus Christ, "for in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power." We do not have to deal with the daily problems in human energy, but in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. So the question is, do we tap into this divine fountainhead of God's awesome strength that transforms doubt to confidence, weariness to vigor, and the pessimistic "I can't" to the bold "I can"? Again, we learn the simple answer from Miss Bertha. She explained, "When I feel burdened and spent, I just pause and remind Him of what He promised me, and that I am, at this moment, drawing from His resource exactly what I need." Miss Bertha, the Apostle Paul, you and me, we all draw in the same way, by faith. We lean on the promises of God and expect Him to do what He says He will do. "Lord Jesus," we say, "I am trusting You for Your energy, and I now thank You for it." In this manner, you can go from strength to strength and find the peace that never fails. God is waiting for you this very moment to call due and payable the promises that He has made to you. Father, I do need to go in Your strength. I am so glad that You have given me Your strength. I do not have to beg or plead for it, but just receive it by faith. I give thanks for Your strength that sustains me, and praise You for empowering me whenever I call on Your heavenly name. Well, I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and your financial help when you're able. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And don't forget, you can find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our program today with this song by the Don Marr Singers, the song entitled, Jesus, Lord to Me.